Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 9. Continuing, this is text 64. Mahaprabhu Chale, Oila, Tripati Trimale, Chatabhuja Moti Deki, Venkat Adriya Chale. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next arrived at Tirupati and Tirumala. And there he saw a four-handed deity. Then he proceeded towards Venkata Hill. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has actually described the chronological order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit. The Tirupati temple is sometimes called Tirupatura. It is situated on the northern side of Arkut, in the district of Chandragiri. It is a famous holy place of pilgrimage. In pursuance of his name, Venkateshwar, the four-handed Lord Vishnu, the deity of Balaji, with his potencies named Sri and Bhu, is located on Venkata Hill, about 8 miles from Tirupati. This Venkateshwar deity is in the form of Lord Vishnu, and the place where he is situated is known as Venkata Chetra. There are many temples in southern India, but this Balaji temple is especially opulent. A great fair is held there in the month of Ashwin, September, October. There is a railway station called Tirupati on the southern railway. Nimna Tirupati is located in the valley of Venkata Hill. There are several temples there also, amongst which are those of Govindaraj and Lord Ramachandra. The narration of Mahaprabhu's pilgrimage in South India continues. After arriving at Tirupati, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Lord Ramachandra. He offered his prayers and obeisances before Ramachandra, the descendant of King Raghu. Everywhere Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, his influence astonished everyone. He next arrived at the temple of Pananasringa. The Lord is so merciful. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Pananasringa, or Panakal Nasringa, is located in the district of Krishna, in the hills known as Mangalagiri, about 7 miles from a city known as Vijayawada. One must climb 600 steps to reach the temple. It is said that when the Lord is offered food with syrup there, he does not take more than half. Within this temple is a conch shell presented by the late king of Tanjore, and it is said that this shell was used by Lord Krishna himself. During the month of March, a great fair takes place in this temple. Continuing, in great ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered obeisances and prayers unto Lord Nasringa. The people were astonished to see Lord Chaitanya's influence. Arriving at Shivakanchi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the deity of Lord Shiva. By his influence, he converted all the devotees of Lord Shiva into Vaishnavas. Vishnu Kanche Ashi Dekila Lakshmi Narayana Pranama Koriya Koila Mahuta Stavana. The Lord then visited a holy place known as Vishnu Kanchi. There he saw Lakshmi Narayan deities, and he offered his respects and many prayers to please them. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed at Vishnu Kanchi for 2 days, he danced and performed kirtan in ecstasy. When all the people saw him, they were converted into devotees of Lord Krishna. After visiting Trimalaya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Trikalahasti. There, he saw Lord Shiva and offered him all respects and obeisances. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Trikalahasti Srikalahasti is situated about 22 miles east of Tirupati. On its western side is a river known as Suvarnamukhi. The temple of Trikalahasti is situated on the southern side of the river. The place is generally known as Trikalahasti or Kalahasti, and is famous for its temple of Lord Shiva. There, he is also called Vayolinga Shiva. At Pakshi Tirtha, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Lord Shiva. Then he went to the Vidalok place of pilgrimage. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Pakshi Tirtha, also called Tirukadi Kundam, is located 9 miles southeast of Chimlapat. It has a 500-foot elevation and is situated in a chain of hills known as Vedagiri or Vedachalam. There's a temple of Lord Shiva there, and the deity is also known as Vedagirisvar. Two birds come there daily to receive food from the temple priest, and it is claimed that they have been coming since time immemorial. At Vidalok, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Svetavaraha, the white boar incarnation. After offering him respects, the Lord visited the temple of Lord Shiva, where the deity is dressed with yellow garments. After visiting the temple of Siali Bhairavi, a form of goddess Durga, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Mother Sachi, went to the bank of the river Kaveri. The Lord then visited a place known as Gosamaj, and there he saw Lord Shiva's temple. He then arrived at Vedavan, where he saw another deity of Lord Shiva and offered him prayers. Seeing the Shiva deity named Amritalinga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered his obeisances. Thus he visited all the temples of Lord Shiva and converted the devotees of Lord Shiva into Vaishnavas. At Devastan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Lord Vishnu, and there he talked with the Vaishnavas in the disciplic succession of Ramanujacharya. These Vaishnavas are also known as Sri Vaishnavas. At Kumbhakarna Kapal, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw a great lake and then the holy place named Shiva Chetra, where a temple of Lord Shiva is located. Purport. Kumbhakarna is the name of the brother of Ravan. At the present moment, the city of Kumbhakarna Kapala is known as Kumbakonam. It is situated 24 miles northeast of the city of Tanjore. There are 12 temples of Lord Shiva located at Kumbakonam, as well as 4 Vishnu temples and 1 temple of Lord Brahma. Shiva Chetra, within the city of Tanjore, is situated near a big lake known as Shiva Ganga. At this place is a large temple of Lord Shiva known as Brihadiswara Shiva Mandir. The pilgrimage continues. After visiting the holy place named Shiva Chetra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at Papanasana, and there he saw the temple of Lord Vishnu. Then he finally reached Sri Ranga Chetra. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. There are 2 holy places known as Papanasana. One is located 8 miles southwest of Kumbhakarnam, and the other lies near the river Tamrapani in the district of Tirunavali, 20 miles west of the city of Tirunavali, Palamakota, also called Palamakota. Sringanga Chetra, Sringam, is a very famous place. It lies in the district of Tirupali, about 10 miles west of Kumbakonam and near the city of Tiruchirappalli, on an island in the Kaveri River. The Srirangam temple is the largest in India, and there are 7 walls surrounding it. There are also 7 roads leading to Srirangam. The ancient names of these roads are the Road of Dharma, the Road of Rajamahendra, the Road of Kulashekar, the Road of Alinadan, the Road of Tiruvikram, the Tirubidhi Road of Madanmadi Gaisha, and the Road of Ada Iyad Vala Indana. The temple was founded before the reign of Dharmavarma, who reigned before Rajamahendra. Many celebrated kings like Kulasekhar and Jamunacharya Alabandaru resided in the temple of Sri Rangam. Yamunacharya, Sri Ramanujacharya, Sudhanacharya, Sudarshanacharya, and others also supervised this temple. The incarnation of the goddess of fortune, known as Godadevi or Sriandal, was one of the 12 Alvars, liberated persons known as Divya Suris. She was married to the deity of Lord Sri Ranganath, and later she entered into the body of the Lord. An incarnation of Karmuka named Tirumanga, also one of the Alvars, acquired some money by stealing and built the fourth boundary wall of Sri Rangam. It is said that in the year 289 of the age of Kali, the Alvar of the name Tondradipati was born. While engaged in devotional service, he fell victim to a prostitute, and Sri Ranganath, seeing his devotee so degraded, sent one of his servants with a golden plate to that prostitute. When the golden plate was discovered missing from the temple, there was a search, and it was found in the prostitute's house. When the devotee saw Ranganath's mercy upon this prostitute, his mistake was rectified. He then prepared the third boundary wall of the Ranganath temple and cultivated a tulsi garden there. There was also a celebrated disciple of Ramanujacharya known as Koresh. Sri Ramapillai was the son of Koresh, and his son was Vagvijaybhatta, whose son was Vedavyasbhatta, or Sudarshanacharya. When Sudarshanacharya was an old man, the Muslims attacked the temple of Ranganath and killed about 1,200 Sri Vaishnavas. At that time, the deity of Ranganath was transferred to the temple of Tirupati in the kingdom of Vijayanagara. The governor of Gingi, Gopanarya, brought Sri Ranganath from the temple of Tirupati to a place known as Singha Brahma, where the Lord was situated for 3 years. In the year 1293 Saka, which is AD 1371, the deity was reinstalled in the Ranganath temple. On the eastern wall of the Ranganath temple is an inscription written by Vedanta Desika relating how Ranganath was returned to the temple. After bathing in the river Kaveri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the temple of Ranganath and offered his ardent prayers and obeisances. Thus, he felt himself successful. And we shall end here for the present and the amazing pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dealing with the devotees of Sri Rangam. We shall hear very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.